Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's time for our favorite tight end, number 84, who's got to be carrying around a massive 49er smile on his face last night and on into today, our favorite, Brent Jones. What's up, Brent?
Tommy, there is sadness and misery all over the streets of Dallas right now.
Couldn't happen to a nicer group of people.
Oh, yeah, exactly. My gosh. Of course, I was sporting my Niner hat today, and anybody that came across me was getting a lot of gloating. People that even had no clue. I had to go by the doctor for a checkup, and the ladies there were all sad. Oh, what a horrible weekend. I said, yes, but not for me.
Wow. Brent Jones, super gremlin in the Dallas Metroplex. I love it.
I was going super gremlin. That's right. Me and AB were all over.
Oh, man.
It was spectacular.
Oh, boy, man.
It was, so just... it's been, well, you guys know. It was a hard watch. I was gloating. In the first half, I was like, I knew this was a bad matchup. Then everybody tried to copy my bad matchup info when I broke it last Monday. There was no way the Cowboys were going to beat this team. And to be honest, you know, if we would have kicked a less field goal or two in the first half and Jimmy didn't throw that pick, we'd have won by 30. Like, yep. That should have been a beat-down game. And then things started getting a little squirrely in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. And you guys know, I probably said, are you kidding me, like 12 different times in the fourth quarter with some of the most asinine clock management, bad decision making, bad play calling, dumb players. I mean, I was like, are you kidding? This is the craziest fourth quarter I've ever seen. It was like for a while there, nobody was trying to win. And then thank God we hung on. But that was a game we really should have beat those guys by 3 touchdowns.
No doubt.
Speak to the. I'm curious because you've been through these games and you've been through some grinders. You lost a few, won more than you lost. But I was just trying to explain because I know everybody wants it to be perfect and they think everything should go smoothly. And I was trying to say how hard it is to win a game in professional sports, let alone a game in the playoffs, let alone a game on the road. Every sport, it's tough to win because everybody's really good. You can do yourself a disservice by doing stupid stuff and making it harder on yourself. But, I mean, you've been there. I mean, when you watch it now, because I do the same thing you do. I'm like, well, what are they doing? What are we doing? And some things are just inexplicable. Like, some things you just can't do. But, like, errors that aren't mental errors are going to happen throughout the course of the game. And it's just hard to win a game. I want you to describe that, like going into a game, and the way you watch it now is probably different than the way you played, but just describe how hard it is to win a football game, especially in the playoffs on the road and just trying to grind your way through it, which is basically what the 49ers did yesterday. They just found a way and grinded their way to victory.
Yeah, you know what, Tom? It's really it's a great point from a player's perspective. You know, you're playing do or die. The other team was the NFC East champion, and obviously the East isn't the strongest, but Cowboys scored the most points in the league this year. I mean, they've got some stars on their team. They're playing at home. It's loud. It's crazy. It's intense. And, you know, their human nature, you're going to jump off sides or move or, you know, drop a ball. There's things that happen throughout the course of a game. As long as they aren't major mental errors or bad decision making or you know, outrageous, ridiculous personal foul penalties. You know, you can live with that. I can live with interceptions on a tip and what have you. What I don't like living with is rolling to your strong side and throwing it 5 yards over a guy's head for an interception.
Right.
Yes.
But that being said, you know, it's intense and the other teams are getting paid and everybody wants to win and everybody, you know, everybody thinks that their team should be perfect all the time. Now, I think if you're the Cowboys fans, they're like, are you kidding me? The Niners came out and jumped all over us and ran the ball down our throats. And what are we doing? And I was like, well, we're just better than you. We don't, you know, when you're on the right side of that, you're just like, well, we're the better team. But there were certainly, and of course, then you have to throw in the officials that, I mean, golly sakes alive, you know, Bill from State Farm and Jerry from, you know, Price Waterhouse officiating the game every weekend. Can we just get full-time guys? I say this two or three times a year, but it's never been more egregious than it is now. And I have to highlight this one play. The Debo call, there is not irrefutable evidence on where a spot was. You can't tell when his knee hit.
Exactly.
And you can't tell where the ball is when his knee is hit. And the league, the officials, almost never, ever remark a play. They don't. It's hard to get the ball to move on a challenge. And that was inconclusive by a mile. And they moved it back. And I thought, this is a joke. That was the one time where we were an inch short, I lost my mind, because that does not happen. I know officiating. I know how it's done. I follow the rules. I know the rule book. And they never mark. They never remark it unless it's blatantly, blatantly obvious. And so that's when I started going, okay, what's going on here? I was pretty upset about that.
And then they robbed him of like 8 seconds. They robbed him of like eight. I agree with you. If you're going to respot something by 7 inches, then it's probably not conclusive. And then don't steal 8 seconds. I went into a different universe for a second and thought maybe Jerome Boger was on the call again. I'm like, what the hell is going on out here?
Weekend.
The bogeyman. I'm telling you, and Rod and Larry, I need your cell numbers, because I could not help myself. I was texting Tom the last like 5 minutes of the game. I was so mad about a few things, and I need somebody that could share my anger and frustration. And you know, your buddies aren't always that guy, but I met my college buddies. Tom is my buddy. And so I was like, this is,
yeah, thank you.
Like, what are we doing? What is going on? So there's so many different points. It's almost hard to collect my thoughts because there were so many. The first half was perfect. I would have maybe gone for it on 4th and 1 on the 22 and not kicked a field goal. I just thought we were running it down their throats, and I didn't think that. I think that they knew that we were running it down their throats, and I wanted to be up 3 scores, you know, give or take. Anyway, you're on the road, pretty darn good first half, and I thought, we're just going to keep running it down their throat. But I have to tell you guys, when you're ahead in a game and another team's backed up, your special teams don't call to block the punt. Because you know there's a 50% chance. In this day and age, the players, when I played, like, you were scared to death to rough the punter. This day and age, these guys are knuckleheads. They'll go barreling in there and rough the punter and go, oh, you're kidding. I can't believe they called that. I was apoplectic when that happened. It's like,
seriously,
what are we doing? Why are we calling that? The only time I was more frustrated, when every human being, including my 4-year-old grandson, knew that the Cowboys might fake it on 4th and 5. Everyone except for one man. I can't believe that Josh Norman has been awesome all year at holding and interfering. Can't you do that on the punt? Like, are you kidding me?
I never thought about it that way.
Man, oh, man.
He's ready-made for him.
He's bailing out. Like, what are we doing? Oh, I could not believe it.
Too good.
And so, thank God. Okay, those are all my rants. Like, those are like if we lost rants. But we won. But I had to get it off my chest because we can't do those same things in Green Bay this weekend. It all comes together. We can't do that because the Packers, especially in Lambeau, are not the Cowboys.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
So I have a question. So does your counterpart in Dallas, Doug Cosby or Jay Novacek, is he doing the exact same thing you just did right now, but at a higher volume?
So to be honest, those guys, and I wear 84 because of Doug Cosby. Those guys don't care like I care. They're like, oh, yeah, bummer, Cowboys lost. Why do I care so? Like, it's because of this show, and I have to watch every week and have to engage, and I've done enough stuff with a handful of these young guys on this team that I love them. I think they're great. And when they don't play well, I get mad, and I'm bummed, and I know they're better than that. And somehow, some way, after all these years, like, it matters to me. And I just am connected to this team for whatever. And you know, it's a blast to be on Monday nights with you guys and talk it up. And, you know, it's so great to get the mind share and get what you guys are thinking and what stand out during the game from your perspective. Stand it out. That's nice English. What stood out?
Way to go,
so
Bronco.
You can see I'm fired up still from the game.
Santa Clara's proud right now.
There you go. That's right.
Brent, but this, to me, the fact that the Cowboy fans were pelting their own team with beer bottles and that kind of thing. Your team led the NFL in penalties this year. They were 1 yard behind the Raiders. Otherwise, they would have led the NFL in penalty yards as well. I mean, this is what your team does. The fact that they wanted to make yesterday about the refs and penalties and the calls and how they were slighted, I mean, come on, they got worked. That game should have been a blowout.
Should have been a blowout. And they, you know what? I was surprised. I'm sure it was just a handful of fans, but it's just a bad look, right, for anybody, any place. I mean, the places that get a pass or Philadelphia and sometimes New York, but you know, outside of that, everybody else should behave. And it was just a weird way to end the game. You know, I don't care how bad the officials are. You just don't do that. You might think you want to, but no, it's just, everybody's trying to do their best. It's just, the 49ers put a licking on those guys yesterday, and they were lucky to be even close at the end of the game, which made it for great TV. And when you win, you think, man, that was fun. What a great game. But man, there were more than a few points there where I wasn't feeling so good going through it. Like, well, how are we even in this situation? So
how great.
Say, we
I
won.
Ask.
And it was great.
That's it. That's it. You find a way to win in advance. You
find
get
a way
style,
to win in advance.
No style points, especially playoff time. So, how? One of the maybe the dumbest thing I've ever seen, close to it, was after the Cowboys get the fake punt, they keep the punt team out there. And I said, yeah. Romo was like, they're trying to confuse the Niners, trying to get him to draw a timeout. I've seen this before. I'm like, what are you talking about? They have their defense on the field. Do you think the defense is worried about a punt team? Worried about what they might do to them? Of course they're not. When you're watching this, and you heard the explanation, which I like. I'm like, that made no sense to me. What the hell was that?
I don't know what that was. I think the Cowboys were confused, and I think Romo was confused. And I love listening to Romo. I really do. In the fourth quarter, he turned into former Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo.
Exactly.
Non-winning playoff quarterback Tony Romo.
Yeah, get some.
FYI.
Shots fired.
But I do think he's a great listen, and he's excitable, and you know he's jumping around. But it went overboard for the Cowboys. I was starting to feel, and typically I don't feel like that, because I promise you Troy wouldn't do that. I don't even know how CBS got that game. That was a Fox game, and the NFL
paid a lot of money for it.
Holy smokes, man, oh man. Anyway, that was confusion. I don't know what anybody was doing, but to that point, and it said we were trying to get the 49ers to burn the timeout. Did it feel like in that last minute and a half the Cowboys had like five timeouts?
Yeah,
they kept calling timeout. I'm like, how many timeouts do they have? Like, there's no way they have a timeout left. I don't know what was happening. I don't know who was running the clock. I don't know. The replays were crazy. The respot of Debo's first down that really, you know, criminal, would have been the game. Like, and then you know, the funny thing is, I was watching us on the fourth and one, and Trent went in motion, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, like, are they really trying to get him to jump with an imbalanced line? And when they ran the play, I saw him go down. I didn't feel like we got set, but I saw what happened. Everybody kind of stood still, and it was just Goose the center. And so you don't have a snap count, and nobody gets out of their stance, and it's a genius play. Like, I was fired up and immediately saw the flag, and I'm like, gosh. You know, it's not like throwing a pick. But Jimmy's got to know that's on Jimmy.
Yep.
I mean, that's the game. That's the game. That's almost a turnover because, well, in a sense, it was because we had to kick it back. So you got to be patient. I'm sure he saw it, and he's like, this is going to work great. But, man, you just got to take that extra breath and count another second. And the game would have been over. There were so many times the game should have been over in our favor, and it kept not being, and that was driving me insane.
Brent,
I still sound like I'm mad.
Oh no, it was incredibly frustrating. The clock wasn't moving. Every mistake that could be made was made. They should have ended the game on the quarterback sneak, and then they get the false start. Now the Dallas gets the ball, and you're watching their entire last drive going, this game should be over, and then the clock's not moving, and it seemed like they had endless timeouts. And it could have been really, really bad, but unfortunately, or fortunately, it ended well. But I got to ask you, because you played tight end, and you're this Niner team right now is going up to Green Bay, and Green Bay's like, I looked at the numbers, they're like 22nd or 23rd in the NFL against the run, yards per carry. So they're not a great run D, and the Niners have just two of the most unique runners we've ever seen. They've got a wide receiver who just generates unbelievable power and speed and seemingly can run almost any running back play and run it with power and speed. And then Mitchell, and I read the number to the guys. He got a huge percentage of his yards after contact. He's a tremendous back and is doing some incredible things as a rookie. I mean, that to me is really exciting because Green Bay may not be able to stop the Niner run this week.
Larry, I don't think they're going to be able to. I'm going on the record again and saying I don't know this is the perfect matchup for Green Bay, and we should have pounded them in week three or whenever that was. They came back and beat us. It's we're a different team. We're much more mature. Our line is as good as there is right now in the league, and we've discovered Elijah Mitchell. We've got Juwan Jennings, who it feels like he caught like six or seven balls. He caught three. They were all crucial catches, great catches in key situations. And I think, man, this kid has come on out of nowhere. Debo, like you said, in the backfield is an aha moment. I mean, he's a champion. I mean, it's remarkable. We can't forget to use him as a wide receiver as well. Just FYI, that kid needs to have 15 touches every game, no matter what. How about Ayuk as well? I mean, so the weird thing is we were all over those guys yesterday, and George Kittle caught one pass. Now, you right. can take away Kittle, but you can't take away everybody else.
Right.
And we were talking about this early in the season. When you have multiple playmakers, defenses cannot account for them. And right now, the Packers aren't going to be able to account, I don't think, for our running game. Just straight up. Just mano a mano. And I think that we're going to get them there. And that's how you win in Lambeau.
Unfortunately, the one thing that the Packers may be counting on is Jimmy Garoppolo making a crucial mistake or two at the absolute worst time.
You know, that is just a monster softball tossed up there, and I am not swinging.
Come on.
I am not swinging.
So you're just going to take it for a strike? All right,
no,
that's fine.
I am
that's
not
fine.
Swinging okay. because that guy's got some moxie.
I'm not saying that he doesn't.
He wins games. And he does it gutsy. Thumb is obviously not perfect, but this is our team. If our guys are healthy, I'm hearing Fred's going to be okay. We've got to get Nick out of concussion protocol. But I feel great going to Green Bay if we have all our starters. I really do. And Aaron Rodgers has just been a flat-out stud this year. The guy, his arm is so underrated. He's got a much stronger arm than people realize. There's a lot of times where he's throwing off his back foot or sidestepping and just winging it and putting it on the money. He is truly a gunslinger in the mold of Brett Favre without all the picks. And so he is a force to be reckoned with. This is my mantra for this week. Whatever you do, do not let Adams beat us. Cover Davante Adams. Double cover him. Have a guy hit him at the line, hold him, grab him, frustrate him. I don't care. Have a guy over the top. I don't want to see Davante Adams having 170 yards and two touchdowns against us. If we're going to lose to the Packers, let Aaron Jones run. Let, you know, Valdez-Scantling catch a pass. Let all these other guys beat you. Do not let that guy beat us. Whatever you do, please. Every week I see teams play him and single him or zone coverage, and the guy, like, cover the guy. And all you have to do is stop him and make one of the lesser Packers make plays. Now, they have other guys that can make plays, but they aren't Davante Adams. They're not even close to Davante Adams. And get some hits on Aaron Rodgers, because if he's unscathed, you're not going to win. That's my simple strategy. It's my John Madden-esque analysis.
No, it's good. I think it's spot on.
Let's not overcomplicate the game. I don't care if we triple cover it, Davante Adams, and let somebody run wide open. I'd rather have that happen than letting Davante Adams gash us all day. It's happened week in and week out around the league, and it's like defensive coordinators sometimes aren't the brightest bulbs if you can't figure out how to take a guy out of a game.
Oh, brother. You saw what was on.
I'm still rolling from last night.
I see. You saw what was on the field in Buffalo this week, right?
Near the end zone, around the 3-yard line. It looked to be, in fact, it ended up being a dildo.
Oh, lovely. You know what, Tom? I'm gonna lovely.
It was there.
One of my favorite sounders of all time. Lovely. they got another one. That's a tradition unlike any other. Jim Nance should have been calling that game. That was incredible.
Jim Nance should have been calling that game.
Oh,
all
goodness.
All I can say is we just better, you know, have you ever seen, like, 30-year veteran trash-talking other teams? This is me every week on this show now.
That's why we love you.
I smack down the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm bring on the Packers.
Oh, man. Oh, before I let you run here, I mean, I hate to bring it up, but dang, you cheating on us again?
My guys. No, I didn't. You know what? I didn't say my guys. That is not, I was very, very disciplined to not say my guys because I didn't want to be lambasted. But yes, another show borrowed me.
Wow, Brent.
I do like those guys. I mean, there's a history. I knew Murph back in the day when he was a writer for the Scrub Democrat or whatever the name of that paper was. And they did ask, and I figured because it was Friday, I wasn't going to talk to you guys till Monday, that there wouldn't be any sensitivities. I don't think I broke any new news. I don't think. I don't think I disrespected TKB at all.
My guy.
I am prone to do.
Man.
I didn't throw anything out there. I didn't, leave any bulletin board material that I'm aware of.
That's okay, Brent. We're like Andrei Kirilenko's wife. We give you a free pass once a year.
yeah, the furlough.
Especially we know that you're for the streets. You're just out there just giving it to anybody. But hey, listen, that's okay. That's the type of relationship we got. It's fine.
I appreciate you guys. I was in high demand last week for whatever, maybe because it's Niners Cowboys week. Mm-hmm. And I've had to turn down a lot of stuff just because I know the sensitivities. So.
Mm-hmm. Brent, you know we get territorial.
I think we're getting Vernon Davis on the show tomorrow. We just have to button some things.
That is
I'm sorry.
That is a Vernon shot. Wait,
I'm sorry. Wow. No, you know that's just that comes from a place of
Rod,
pain. That's
I'm gonna,
all.
I'm getting even. Way to drop that line on.
Oh, that's a shot at Vern.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no, it's not. Come on.
It's all good. It's all good.
Wow. You guys are great. You guys are the best.
You're going to get Eric Johnson on here, too?
There you go.
Charlie Young stopping by.
You know,
John
Eric
Frank.
Johnson,
how's the medical
I'd
career?
Listen to that.
Get Russ Francis. Get him come on down.
You know.
Hey, Wesley Walls is stopping by. Hey, Wesley.
There is a camaraderie amongst tight ends. Okay. We all hang together. We're all tough. We all play through pain. Just ask Cam Chancellor.
Oh,
you guys missed that. You guys,
I know, I got that. That's what the guy blew up Vern on the sidelines.
Oh, come on! Everybody gets blown up if you play long enough. Unless you play nowadays, that's not allowed.
Exactly. Now it's a penalty.
Hey, by the way, does anyone want to cover Travis Kelce? He doesn't have any amazing moves. He just runs free in the secondary.
That's what happens when you play with Tyreek Hill, I guess, right?
I wish I could play in today's NFL because nobody holds you, nobody grabs you, nobody. Oh, what? Hey, by the way, we're probably going long. But every time we play the Packers, people talk about the playoff game in 95 when the Packers hammered us. And they always say Wayne Simmons shut down Brent Jones.
Uh-oh.
And it gets me fired up because this is a personal battle. That game, Wayne Simmons was one of the strongest linebackers. 6'3", 250, could bench 500 pounds. And
Clemson,
Mike Holmgren
right?
told him, grab and hold Brent Jones every play. because they'll never call it every play, and if we get 1 5-yard penalty, who cares? This was back before tight ends were considered receivers. Officials had no clue. He was grabbing me and holding me every play, and I was swinging and slugging. I caught him under the face mask and the chin a couple times, and Wayne Simmons was a bad man, like scary bad. And when I punched him in the chin, he said, "I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you." And I said, if I don't kill you first. But in the real world, after the game, I would have apologized to Mr. Simmons, but he meant he was going to kill me. Like, I was so enraged, and it was just a battle. But we didn't like have, hey, split the tight end out 8 yards, or hey, here's an idea. Maybe have the tight end go in motion. We didn't have those adjustments back then. And every year, all the Packers fans say, yeah, we smoked Brent Jones. It gets me fired up. You know why? My stat line was 8 for 125.
Wow.
And I got held on every play. But every year, this is somehow, somewhere, this is going to come up this week. And you know what? I'm ready to fight this year.
Yeah.
You've never ran into Wayne Simmons, have you, after you retired?
I think Wayne
he's no longer with us. Yeah, he got died in a car crash.
Oh, so he's waiting for you in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Well, sleep well with that knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know.
He was a hell of a player,
I would never wish anything bad on him, but during the game, I was ready to go. And now, it's easy to fight during a game, but after the game, like, there's a few guys I'd apologize to. Wayne would have been one. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, man. Yeah, well, we will let you go. I'm sure I'll hear from you Saturday night while you're in Dallas. It's pretty awesome. The two biggest playoff rivalries that the Niners have had in the 80s and 90s. You get them back to back, Cowboys and Packers, and it's kind of the way it happened in the 80s and 90s. First, it was the Cowboys, then it was the Packers. It should be a hell of a game on Saturday night, and we will look forward to breaking it down with a fired up Brent Jones next Monday.
You guys, it's going to be spectacular. We beat the Rams, we beat the Cowboys, we're about to beat the Packers, and we're ready to go in to Tampa Town and shut down Tommy.
You're like the Rams, Steve Young, get you're first. Just, you're just jumping ahead weeks. You're just like,
I am jumping ahead. That's what I do.
Have a good week, Brad.
See you, Brad. You guys are the best. Talk to you. Way to get me fired up.
Oh, you're awesome.
Thank you, brother.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.